Ready? Hi, it's AJ, and it's time for rule number 5. Now, rule 5 is one of my favorites. You'll remember way back in rule number 2 that I told you, do not study grammar rules. I told you to get rid of your grammar textbooks, and some of you are feeling stressed because all your life you were told that grammar is the key to English. Now, if it was the key to English, you probably would be speaking a lot better now, because I know you've already studied a lot of grammar rules. Now, on the other hand, grammar itself is important. Of course, we need grammar. Of course, we need to use grammar correctly when we speak. But you don't learn it from studying grammar rules or memorizing a bunch of rules in a textbook. Instead, rule number 5 is this. Use point of view stories. Use point of view stories. That's rule number 5. Now, a point of view story, it's a method, it's a technique for learning English grammar, and specifically for learning spoken English grammar, because of course we're talking about speaking here, not writing. So, use point of view stories to learn English grammar. Don't use textbooks, don't study grammar rules. Instead, use point of view stories. Now, what is a point of view story? I know you're asking, what is a point of view story? Most people don't know about this. So here's a very simple explanation. A point of view story, or stories actually, it's a series of stories. Point of view stories. It's a series of stories. So basically what you need to do is you get one basic story told from a certain point of view. What that means is really it's told about a certain time. For example, let's say the past. So we would tell a story about something that happened in the past. Let me give you a very, very, very simple example. There was a dog. He was very hungry, so he ate a lot of food. That's not much of a story, but it's just an example, okay? So you would listen to this story in the past, right? 10 years ago, there was a dog. He was very hungry and he ate a lot of food. And then of course, a real point of view story would be much longer. It would be more interesting and funny, and it would be a little more complicated. But just for our example, I'll use something very, 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 very simple so you understand the idea. So, the first thing is you listen to this story from one point of view, the past. And of course, as you're listening to that, you're learning the past tense. You're learning the verb forms that go with the simple past. But you don't need to study in a textbook the simple past. You don't need to know that ate is an irregular form of the verb. You don't need to know any of that. All you need to do is listen to the story. And as long as you understand that the story is happening in the past, you will naturally, subconsciously, and in fact effortlessly, learn the correct past tense verb forms. You don't need to memorize anything. You certainly don't need to analyze any kind of rules or textbooks. Now here's the next thing you do with point of view stories. Next, you would listen to that same exact story, but now it would be told from the present point of view. So you might listen to a story that starts like this. There is a dog, and right now he's very hungry. So he eats a lot of food. Now again, this isn't a real story, but it gives you an example. It's the same basic structure, right? The same basic story, but now it's happening now, it's happening today. Or it might happen every day. And so what you would do is then you'd listen to that story. Of course, a real story would be longer and more complicated and more interesting and more funny, but you get the idea. And by listening now to these two versions of the story, you would learn the past, and then you would learn the present. And you wouldn't just learn the verb forms. You would learn all of the structures. You would learn how we talk about the past. You would learn how we talk about the present. You would learn those important little time phrases like right now, today, 10 years ago. Because those little time phrases tell you which verbs to use. And of course, you could listen to the same story again, another version. Maybe the next version would involve both the present perfect and the present, or the present perfect and the past. Again, you don't need to know the present perfect. You don't need to know what that means. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to remember it. You would just listen to the story, and as long as you understood the meaning and the time, you would learn the present perfect correctly, effortlessly, subconsciously. It would go into your brain without thinking, and that's what we want. With speech, there's no time to think and remember a bunch of rules. There's no time to translate. Everything happens very instantly, immediately, automatically. You need to think it in English, feel it in English, understand it instantly in English, say it instantly in English correctly. And you'll never learn that by studying grammar rules. Will not happen. You will learn it through point of view stories. And of course, we could tell the same story again from a future point of view. You know, we could imagine in the future there will be a dog and he'll be very hungry. He will be very hungry. And he's gonna eat a lot of food. Gonna means going to. So you would listen to a whole long story, and then it's the same basic story, but now it's told about the future. And by listening to all the different versions, your brain would get a feeling for how things change. Sometimes it's not just the verbs. Sometimes vocabulary changes a little bit when we talk about different time periods. And of course, it's not just verb forms. We can use other grammar to focus on with these kind of stories. And making these changes helps your brain understand what's happening without you having to think about it and analyze it and memorize like you're taking a test. It all just happens automatically by listening to these simple, funny, interesting stories and listening to all the different versions. That's how you learn spoken English grammar. That's how you learn to use it instantly, automatically, correctly. This is much more powerful than studying some book. And the great thing is, all you have to do as the student, as the learner, all you need to do is just listen to each version of the story every day. That's all. Your job is just to listen, understand, and enjoy the stories. You just need to concentrate and focus so you can hear how things are changing. You don't need to remember any grammar terms. You don't need to remember present perfect, past perfect, you know, future progressive. None of that matters. You can just forget all that. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is understand what the story's about, understand the meaning, understand the point of view, the time that it's happening. And then you can compare the different versions of the stories as you listen to each one every day. It's a really easy and fun way to do it. And of course, in my real point of view stories, I make the stories crazy and funny and entertaining. And I make them strange because it's easier to remember strange and funny things than normal and boring things. So that's also important. So this is how you learn grammar easily, effortlessly, unconsciously, automatically. And this is how you learn to get a feeling for correctness. It's that feeling inside that you know something sounds right and something else sounds wrong. You have that in your own language. That's how you use correct grammar in your own language. When you're speaking your own language, you are not constantly trying to remember a bunch of grammar rules. Of course not. But if you hear something that's wrong in your language, grammatically wrong, you know it. You kind of feel it, right? Something in your brain or something about it just sounds wrong. If someone says, yesterday I eat a lot, I don't think, oh, well, the correct form of the verb is ate and it's irregular. I don't think about that. Just as a native English speaker, it just sounds wrong. It sounds strange to me. I'm like, ugh. right? My first reaction is deep inside. It's just kind of, that's wrong. I feel it. You know, if I want to, I can think about it, but that takes a lot of time. But the feeling happens instantly and automatically. That's what you need to speak correctly and to use correct spoken grammar. When you're writing, I don't care what you do. You can think as much as you want and go as slowly as you want. But for speaking, you got to be instant, fast, immediate. Very important. So that's it. When you learn with point of view stories, you will learn to use grammar automatically and correctly. You will learn much faster. You'll improve your spoken English grammar much, much faster. And you'll learn it like a child. And you'll actually have fun doing it. You will actually enjoy learning grammar by listening to these stories. And that's a big benefit too. So, rule number 5, use point of view stories to learn and master spoken English grammar. I will see you tomorrow for rule number 6. Have a great day.